Tony.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
The girls who live on the Vista Maria campus in Dearborn Heights have all experienced some kind of serious abuse or neglect. Some are the victims of human trafficking. They come to Vista Maria to work through the trauma and heal. As State of Opportunity's Jennifer Guerra reports, sometimes music helps heal in unexpected ways.
Ashley is 17 years old. She is a serious journaler. She's very deliberate when she writes, pressing down hard with a blue ballpoint pen. Mostly, she writes poems.
So one that I have that I wrote yesterday was, "Under my shirt is my skin. On my skin are the scars of the sad but dark past. And my scars."
Most of her poems are for her eyes only, and she has never put one to music. But here, in the basement of Vista Maria, that is what she's learning how to do.
It makes me feel like I am going to be something, and I can be something, and I can express my feelings in an appropriate way instead of blowing up and being negative and tearing stuff up.
She is taking part in a music workshop put on by Lost Voices. It's a nonprofit run by this guy, Mike Ball.
Well, the gist of what we do is songwriting and performing workshops with at-risk kids. And we let them use music to kind of explore their own feelings and free their souls.
The Vista Maria workshop is 1 week long. It starts on a Monday and ends on a Friday with a big performance. So what do you get when you put a bunch of teenagers who mostly listen to rap and hip-hop into a room with three musicians who play folk music?
Well, the first day is absolute pandemonium. We have girls who, "I ain't gonna be here, don't wanna be here, don't wanna do it."
But by Wednesday, most of the girls seem to have let their guard down, and all but one are working on songs.
I think what happens is you unleash feelings. You give them permission to feel things and to honor their own feelings.
I gotta get that education for my medication so my mama can see how much I can be. So my mama can see how much I can be.
Musician Annie Capps helps 14-year-old Miranda put her poem to music. Miranda says she actually kind of hates writing, so she's pretty surprised that 2 days in, she already has written two poems.
Yeah, because they just came on my mind, that's it.
Very cool. How did it feel?
Really weird.
Just like you had to get it down on the page.
Yep.
And how did it feel after you got those words down?
Relieved.
So we're now in show mode. We're all gonna take our seats and relax. Because it's gonna start soon.
Friday night comes faster than I think any girl here wants, because now they have to sing their song out loud in front of their peers at Vista Maria and their social workers and therapists. About 20 teenage girls sitting on chairs facing the audience, each one more terrified than the last.
So I think now we have Sabrina with Annie.
It's Sabrina's turn. She's 18 years old. Her arms are folded tightly at her chest, eyes narrowed. It is pretty clear this is the last place she wants to be. Before the show started, she said she was only 30% sure she'd actually do it. But here she is. Musician Annie Capps vamps on guitar for a while so Sabrina can work up the courage to sing. But she can't do it. She runs out of the room, tears streaming down her face. A minute later, she comes back in. And what happens next is remarkable. The girls in the audience, many of whom have probably experienced the same kind of trauma as Sabrina, they start to sing her words back to her in encouragement, and eventually she finds her voice. At the end of the show, Sabrina looks a little shell-shocked, but also relieved. She says she's glad she got the words out that she wanted to say to her mom. Hopefully now, the healing can begin. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.